これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversation Short Conversations Conversation 35
Excuse me, but where can I renew my library card?
There is an office on the second floor, not far from the escalator. But it is already closed. It's after 5 p.m.
Oh no! I really need to borrow some books for my history class.
You can come back tomorrow morning and try to get it renewed then.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Did you change your hairstyle? Something looks different.
I did. I cut about 8 centimeters off.
I thought so. It looked much shorter to me.
I tend to grow it long during winter and cut it in summer.
That's a smart way to think about it. Have you ever changed the color?
Once. Back in college, I dyed it blue, but it looked terrible.
Question 36. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 37.
Have you seen the new Disney movie that came out last week?
No, I haven't. I heard it was really boring.
No way. I loved it. In fact, I am going to see it again this weekend. I was wondering if you'd like to come with me.
Well, I wasn't planning to see it. But if you liked it so much, I think I need to see it. I would love to go with you.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 38.
I think we're lost. Can we stop and look at the map?
It's fine. We're almost there. It will only be 5 more minutes.
Are you sure? I feel like we've been driving for a long time.
Yes. We need to turn right when we see a supermarket.
I think we just passed a supermarket.
What? Oh no! We'll be late for the movie.
Question 38. Where are the speakers? Conversation 39.
I can't believe we're finally starting college.
I know. It's so exciting. New friends, new classes.
And new opportunities to explore.
I'm a little nervous, though. It's a big change.
Don't worry. We'll figure it out together. It's the beginning of a new chapter.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 40.
I'm going to visit my mom next week.
How exciting for you! Where does she live?
Australia. Can you believe I haven't been back for 4 years?
4 years? Wow, that's crazy. Why has it been so long?
Well, you know, COVID-19 made it hard for me to travel. I just couldn't afford it until now.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
I heard that you have a blog.
Yeah, I do. I usually upload pictures of my school life. Look, here's a picture of my classmates and me during brass band practice.
That looks like so much fun. What other kinds of photos do you take?
It depends. Sometimes I take cute photos of my dog when I am at home. Other times, I take photos during school trips. I don't have any special preferences.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
What's a good Mother's Day present? I always buy flowers.
How does your mom feel when she receives them? Is she really happy?
I guess so. I mean, she puts them in a vase on our dining room table and always says how good they smell.
Well, I always buy chocolate. But if I were you, I would give her the same thing again.
Okay. And maybe I'll spend a little more money at the florist today.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
Have you studied for the math test tomorrow?
Not yet, but I plan to stay up late tonight to do it. I'm not good at math.
I know what you mean. I hope this test is easier than the last one.
Me too. It was hard. I had better start studying right now.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
Did you remember to pick up a bag of rice on your way home from work?
Oh no, I totally forgot about that. I'll go to the store now.
Don't worry about it. The store is far away and you look tired. We'll just have some bread for dinner instead.
Sorry about that. I will remember to get some tomorrow.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
What time is your performance tomorrow evening?
I am the third pianist, so probably around 6:30.
Oh, good. I'll definitely be able to arrive by then.
What do you mean? Were you thinking of not coming?
Oh, that's not what I meant. It's just that I'm working until 6 o'clock, and I was worried I'd miss it.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 46.
Do you know where I can charge my laptop? I'm almost out of battery.
There's an outlet near the library entrance.
Great, thanks. I totally forgot to bring my charger this morning.
I know. It happens all the time.
I just hope it charges fast enough before my next class.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 47.
Nancy, what do you think I could gain most from studying abroad?
That's a good question. I would say it can broaden your worldview and cultural understanding.
I see. Could you tell me about your experiences?
In my case, I was exposed to diverse viewpoints by interacting with locals and fellow international students.
Sounds very interesting.
Question 47. What is the conversation mainly about? Conversation 48.
Mother, mother, where are you, mother?
I'm in my room getting ready. What's wrong?
I can't find my reading book for school. Have you seen it?
No, but my guess is that it's under all the stuff on your desk.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
Congratulations! You just won 2 free airline tickets for any destination in Asia.
Thank you for the prize. I'm excited to travel.
Where do you think you will go?
Well, I've always wanted to visit South Korea or Singapore. I'm not sure yet.
Those are both excellent choices. Good luck making a decision.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
I'm having trouble staying motivated with my current fitness schedule.
Have you tried setting specific goals for yourself?
Not really. What kind of goals do you suggest?
Maybe start with small, achievable goals like slowly increasing your workout time. Also, working out with a friend may help with your motivation.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Did you say you have an older brother?
Yeah, he's 3 years older than me.
So he's a university student?
Yes, he formed a band with his college friends, and he is the lead singer.
What kind of music do they play?
Mainly rock and some punk. They are really good. They're called the Sick Dogs.
Aren't they going to perform at a school festival or something?
Sometimes they stream videos on the internet, so you might want to listen to them.
Question 51. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 52. What does the man learn about the woman? Long conversation 2.
Have you ever been to New York?
No, I haven't. But my parents used to live there before I was born. Why do you ask?
I'm interested in joining my school's summer program there next year. but I'm worried about how safe it is.
I see. Maybe you could search on the internet?
I did that already, and that's why I'm so scared. I read about a lot of crime.
I guess it's important to remember that the news mostly tells us bad stories.
I guess so. New York might not really be so bad. Thanks for your help.
Anytime. I look forward to hearing all about your trip if you go.
Question 53. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 3.
If you could have dinner with 3 people, who would they be?
Why are you asking?
It's an essay assignment in my English class.
Great question. Any nationality?
Yes, and I think that they can also be imaginary, like a comic book character, and you all eat dinner together.
I would choose 3 famous baseball players. Shohei Ohtani, Ichiro Suzuki, and Yu Darvish.
Why those 3? Do you want to improve your pitching or batting?
No, it's not that. I'm planning to study abroad in the U.S., and I want to get their advice on communicating in English. Now, I'm wondering what they'd say.
You could ask ChatGPT to tell you. I guess that ChatGPT could also help me think about who I would invite to dinner.
Question 55. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 56. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 4.
Only one more week until vacation. It's not long now.
I can't wait. What are your plans?
Not much. I will just relax and catch up on housework.
I'm going to visit my grandmother in Saitama.
That sounds much more fun than my plans. Cleaning is so boring.
I have to agree. I love visiting her. She is a great cook.
I just wish the vacation was longer than a week.
I know. It's really not long enough to do much.
Question 57. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 58. According to the conversation, which one of the statements is correct?
それでは、リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では、3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には、問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して、2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
When was the last time you ate food at an outdoor festival? In Japan, they are often held in summer.Or when the weather is pleasant. However, in many countries, street food like this is part of daily life all year round. It is common to visit such markets instead of restaurants, so they are filled with locals and tourists. In Thailand, you can buy fried noodles or fresh coconut juice.Very cheaply. Taiwan's night market is well known for many types of grilled meat on sticks. Beef, chicken, squid, even snake and deer. In the African country of Tanzania, you can enjoy several types of fried bread and fresh fruit that you will want to eat.For all three meals in a day. In Belgium, it's quite common to see people eating a packet of French fries or a small waffle as they walk around town. Food is a wonderful way to explore and learn about different world cultures.
Question 59.According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Question 60.Which of these is not introduced as a popular street food? Monologue 2.
Atlantic puffins are seabirds. They are a similar color to penguins, but they have a colorful beak, the outer part of the bird's mouth, which is why some people call them the sea parrot. The beak fades to a gray color during the winter and becomes colorful again in the spring, suggesting that this colorful beak may make them attractive to other puffins.Puffins live most of their lives at sea, and they rest on the waves when they are not swimming. They are excellent swimmers that use their wings to make a flying movement underwater. Their webbed feet help them to change directions. They can dive to depths of 60 meters. However, they usually stay underwater for only 20 or 30 seconds. Puffins hunt different kinds of small fish like herring or sand eels. In the air, puffins are surprisingly fast flyers. By flapping their wings up to 400 times per minute, they can fly about 90 kilometers an hour.
Question 61.According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Question 62. Which one of the statements is correct about puffins? Monologue 3.
Many small communities in some countries suffer from health problems caused by working with plastic waste. For example, when plastic waste is sent from rich countries in Europe and North America to Indonesia and Malaysia, it is burnt and recycled in factories. The reason why this international waste trade is a problem is that when this waste is dumped into local communities, people's health and well-being can be affected. There are several examples of the effects of plastic waste. One factory worker named Ali from Indonesia said that even though he wore a mask, he developed breathing problems due to the smoke coming from the burnt plastic. Another worker from Malaysia named Chang said that some of her co-workers would become very sick and have to travel very far to see a doctor. Even though there is more global awareness about this issue, something must be done to improve the working conditions and health of those affected by plastic waste.
Question 63. What is the monologue mainly about? Question 64. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about Ali and Chang?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。